I'm about to make a bold statement, and not to insult dedicated locavores, but you all are not the pioneers. Today's reverence of the small, local, and unique places to eat really got a boost when Jane and Michael Stern hit the road in the early 70s. Clueless about what they were really taking on then, they innocently headed out with a map and a Volkswagen bus. They wanted to visit all the truck stops in America. And from there, they never looked back. Their first book, Road Food, was published in 1977, and it became a classic. Well, that Road Food is still a bestseller, and it's now in its 9th edition. Jane, Michael, welcome back, guys.
Hey, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Now, you two have updated the great classic Road Food once again. What's new in this edition? What's changed?
Well, there are 200 restaurants in the 2014 edition that were not in the previous one. And in addition to listing 200 new places, there are 900 altogether in the book. What we've done in this edition is something brand new, and that is create a Road Food Honor Roll, which is 100 of our really favorite, absolutely essential restaurants all around the country.
But I don't know that a lot of people know how this began. You know, it's worth telling the story. And the time that you started doing this was not a time when people were looking for this kind of food. Right?
You said it. I mean, when we wrote the very first edition of Road Food, which was published in 1978, the idea of writing an entire book about great regional food was kind of ludicrous. We had to really convince a publisher, I mean, really twist their arm to believe that indeed there was enough material to fill a guidebook about great regional food.
Don't forget, Lynn, at that point, the food people wanted to eat, so-called continental food, you know, this was the era of Julia Child, of all the, you know, the great French mm-hmm. chefs. And as you know, when we said we want to write a book about American regional food, I mean, quite literally, people did not even know what we were talking about. And they said, what is that? Hamburgers and hot dogs? And to be totally honest, we didn't really even know what it was ourselves. We got in the car and drove around for 3 years and kind of figured it out as we drove.
So now, okay, so is there some sort of sea change that you've seen with this new edition or over the past decade or so?
Oh, God, yes.
I think the big change is that America over the last 20, 30 years has really overcome what used to be a culinary inferiority complex. And that's important not only because people appreciate the food, but because the restaurateurs themselves appreciate that what they're doing is really preserving a national legacy, a heritage that's well worth preserving. You know, back in the day, if you ran a nice pizza place or barbecue place, you would hope that your kids would grow up and do something better than that. Mm-hmm. And maybe they still will. But now, you know, it's kind of honorable to be a great barbecuist in a
yes.
lot of places.
Yeah. I think sometimes we feel like, I don't know, Bill Haley in the Comets or Chuck Berry, in that we kind of started all this and now the landscape is filled with 18 million people who, you know, are experts on American regional food. We're very happy that that it is so interesting. On the other hand, you know, we kind of feel pilgrimy about it, you know, that this is ours.
Well, and there is the issue, and this is a really interesting, we actually gave a talk a while back at the Midwest Culinary Alliance, and the title of the talk was, Will Success Spoil Regional Food?
Uh-huh.
And the issue there is, you know, when we discover a little out-of-the-way restaurant and write about it, generally, you know, our readers will go to it and maybe business will pick up a bit. But when that restaurant gets on TV and one of the TV celebrities, you know, touts its specialty,
uh-huh.
that restaurant can change dramatically and not be the wonderful place it used to be.
The curse of success.
Yeah, and it's that double-sided thing, because that means people who have worked very, very hard, maybe for generations, are now finally maybe seeing a very large return for their work that will mean stability and, you know, for their families and for their employees. And yet, by the same token, the whole experience becomes something really different.
And there also are plenty of little hole in the walls that we are still discovering that can be our secret place for the next three decades.
Well, you'll ours only, and our readers.
Yeah, you'll only tell us, right?
Right.
Yes.
Only tell you.
Okay. Hey, guys, thank you.
Bye-bye, Lynn.
Jane and Michael Stern are the authors of Road Food and proprietors of roadfood.com.